Blog Talk Radio.
As a parent, your child's safety is your top priority. Protect Your Children understands. That's why they provide a wide range of free online resources, including in-depth protection guidelines, zip code predator searches, video tutorials, and more to help you protect your children from predators online and off. Don't leave anything to chance. The resources you need to keep your children safe are easily available and they're free. Visit protectyourchildren.org to find the tools you need to protect your kids. That's protectyourchildren.org.
All right. Welcome to the Protect Your Children radio show. We are glad that you are here. I'm your host, Christopher Gelson, and the website is protectyourchildren.org, protectyourchildren.org. And we have a great, important show lined up for you tonight. We will look at the different types of personalities that predators have and how they target your kids. These are online and offline predators. Different personality types. It's very in-depth, and we're going to get through it, and I think it's going to be very important for us to know this information, for you to know this information. And, you know, I've had some response kind of like, well, you know, why do we care about what they think? Why do we care about what predators do? And what, you know, the reason why is because the more we know about them, the more we will recognize them. And if you can recognize them, then you can protect your kids from them. So the hard part about all this is, you know, we have to look into their minds a little bit and try to figure out, you know, the personality traits so that you can protect your kids in the most efficient way possible. So that's what we're going to look at tonight for our main topic. We have our missing child segment we'll get to in just a minute. Also talking with Topher, episode 8. Topher gets a bit emotional tonight, and there's some stuff going on in his life, and we're going to be able to see what happens with that situation. We have a Hero Kids compilation. It was a kind of a group of Hero Kids that had just went above and beyond and did amazing things, and we're going to be listening to that also tonight. So I want to give out the phone number. It's 563-999-3645. We'll be taking your calls tonight as well as your live chats. The chat room is open. That number again is 563-999-3645. And the mission of Protect Your Children, Inc. is to protect children from molestation and kidnapping with the tools of education and awareness. And we will accomplish this mission by providing free and not-for-profit and low-cost services to anyone who wants to protect children, regardless of race, creed, color, sex, religion, or politics. And we will work as a team with other not-for-profit organizations to accomplish this mission. And we hope that you will join with us in that mission. Our website, again, protectyourchildren.org. You can click on the page that says Help the Cause, and you can find out how you can help us with these broadcasts, help us with reaching more and more people with the protection, education, and awareness that we offer. We're thankful for the ones who donate and the ones who like and retweet and share. You all were at it again this past week. I can't even keep track of how many shares and retweets and likes, and we're so thankful for that. We posted a video about the dangers of TikTok and other social media issues that involve the culture today. That video on Facebook already has over 6,000 views, so that is a whole lot of people that are being protected from the dangers of the social media culture and TikTok. And we're very thankful for that. There's been so many shares, and we're just very grateful for the ones that are out there that are passionate protectors that are helping to keep our kids safe. Let's see, a couple things really quick. One, again, I want to note about the politics issue. We continue to have this issue. On our Facebook posts and our tweets, there are a lot of political statements being made, and we are not going to get involved in the middle of that. And I know that some people are expecting us to respond and get in the middle of all that stuff, but we are apolitical. We are not on either side. We do allow both sides to post what they feel, you know, is important when it comes to protecting kids, whether it's Democrat or Republican. We will allow the comments, of course. It's free speech. We appreciate that. But of course, if something gets insulting or if there's an argument or a fight that breaks out, those comments will be removed. So just keep it clean. And again, we urge you to take the passion that you have for politics and put it into protecting kids, because I see a lot of passion out there and about politics, but put it into protecting children and posting ways that people can help protect kids, post your stories, anything like that would certainly go a whole lot further in accomplishing something good than fighting back and forth about Democrats and Republicans. But again, we're not going to get in the middle of that. Also, CPS. There is a lot of hatred for CPS. We're seeing a lot of it on our posts. And again, like the political thing, we're not going to take a stand either side on that. We've heard both stories. We've heard where CPS has done a great job. They've come in, they've removed kids that were in danger, then they've reunited them with their families. And we've also heard the stories of, you know, CPS losing kids and selling kids. So, but again, we're not going to take a stand on that either way. Feel free to comment and post about it, but please don't expect us to get in there and jump on a side. We're just, you know, we want to stay focused on, you know, providing education and awareness to help protect kids online and offline. So just wanted to throw that out there. Again, 563-999-3645 is the call-in number. This is the Protect Your Children radio show with your host, Christopher Gels. I'm the director and lead teacher of Protect Your Children Incorporated. And again, we are very thankful that you are here. I want to say something about our podcast. Last week's podcast of last week's show had 8 downloads. Just 8, which is very saddening for us because it's a very important show. So if you missed last week's show, please click on the episode. You can see it on our channel here on Blog Talk Radio and listen to that podcast. It's very important. On the other side of it, 2 weeks ago, the podcast for the show about love, that was right before Valentine's Day, that now has over 500 downloads on the podcast. Over 500. That's just amazing. It really is. Absolutely. So we're very thankful for that. Very thankful. That's over 500 downloads. So we're very appreciative of that. So, all right. So our missing child tonight, and this was a very weird situation because there's not a lot of information found on this precious child. This is 10-year-old Bryce Sherwood Tyson. He is missing from Victorville, California. He may be in the company of an adult female relative, Olga Sherwood, who's 37. And Bryce has brown hair, brown eyes, he's 4.5 feet tall and weighs 71 pounds. And again, he was last seen on December 23rd of 2020. There are no other news stories about this precious child. We have searched for any other details, any other information. There's nothing there. And that's very, very saddening because we do see certain cases where there's a whole lot of information and other cases where there's just nothing. There's just nothing there. So, but we encourage you to go to our website, protectyourchildren.org. There is a page there for missing children by state. Please, for the love of these kids, click on the link, missing children by state, and you will be able to select your state, and it will give you a list and pictures and information for all the kids that are missing from your state. Share that page link on your social media. That will get awareness out of these children that are missing. We cannot let them be forgotten, and certainly the friends and the family will never forget, but we don't want the public to forget either. So please go to protectyourchildren.org, click on the missing children by state. That information up there is in coordination with the Poly Class Foundation, and of course their website is a great resource as well. So this child, Bryce Sherwood Tyson, 4.5 feet tall, 71 pounds, from Victorville, California, missing since December 23rd, 2020. His picture should be in the slideshow if you're listening online, and his picture is also on our Facebook page, facebook.com/protectyourchildreninc, And please share his picture so we can spread awareness about this missing child. The other thing is, with these missing children, sometimes everything is tight-lipped. If there's an ongoing investigation, the information is tight-lipped and it's not being spoken about, and we understand that. You know, so I'm not trying to say that there's some discrimination going on either way here. It's just that in some cases, the information is very tight-lipped, and that's why we cannot find a lot of information. But certainly, getting these pictures out there, getting the information out there, especially if you have people that are in California and around that area, or anywhere for that matter, post the pictures, post the link to the missing children for your state. The more people that see them, the better chance we have of bringing them home. And we want to thank you in advance for doing that, because we know that everybody wants to help bring these children home. Okay, so tonight's news segment kind of goes in line with the video we just released and produced earlier this week. This is the 8 dangerous TikTok challenges. Now, you know, as an organization, we are vehemently against TikTok. TikTok refuses to put age verification in place. They do not have moderators that watch anything that gets uploaded or exchanged in the messages. They don't do anything to protect kids. Now, certainly if somebody reports something, you know, or it hits the media, it gets big enough, then they will, you know, they'll act and they'll remove stuff if need be. But basically, TikTok and these other apps that kids are using today are really a breeding ground for predators and a breeding ground for violence and brutality. I mean, you know, there's TikToks that are nothing but fight scenes from kids' schools, you know, where they're just, oh, look at this, and oh, look how she grabbed her hair, and look how this person punched him in the face, and people like it, and they comment, and it just feeds this culture of anger and violence, and that's what social media has done. And yes, the parents have a responsibility in that, but at the same time, if enough people start to get off of these apps, then it'll make a difference. And so that's where we stand on that. I'm going to do a quick plug for Bark. Bark is a parental control app. You may have seen it on our Facebook page and on our Twitter feed. Bark is a fantastic parental controls app that you can put on your child's phone. Oh, you want me to be nosy? Yes, be nosy. Because your kids don't know all the traps and the tricks. Neither do you. Neither do we, frankly. There's more stuff coming out all the time. Kids are being bullied on there. Kids are being told to kill themselves on social media. And how many cases have come out where a child has killed themselves? And then they go into their social media account and found out they were being bullied. You know, and the parents never knew. A lot of times the kids are too scared to say something. They're too embarrassed to say something. They feel ashamed. Whatever the reasons are, it has an app that will quickly identify. And it doesn't look at everything that your kids are doing. What it does is it looks for certain search terms. So if your child receives a message that says you should go kill yourself, or your child says something to the effect of, things are really rough, I think I might end it all, the app's going to pick that up and it's going to notify you that your child is thinking about hurting themselves. So you can get, you know, you can step in before it's too late. Now, I will tell you that Apple prohibits any parental control monitoring on their phones, so it's very difficult to monitor the iPhone. They can do it for iMessage, and I think they can do it for Instagram, they said. But as far as TikTok and Snapchat, which are two of the worst offenders out there, Bark cannot pick up those messages. So just be aware of that. Now on Android, there's like 30 different apps. So please check out Bark. It's available in the iTunes store and also on Google Play. It is not a free app. You know, there's a small fee every month for it, but it is certainly worth it. And we wanted to let you know about that. All right. So how do you like this? We got the 8 dangerous TikTok challenges. Oh, yes. And you know what? If they had to put this all over the news, that means people are doing it. Kids are doing these TikTok challenges, and they are extremely dangerous. And parents, you need to be aware of what your kids are doing on TikTok. And again, they do it for follows. They do it for hearts. You know, they do it just to get the attention. And as we've said before, if they're trying to get attention from strangers by doing crazy things, it's a pretty good indication that they're not getting attention from the places and the people that they need to get it from. So let's look at number one. And this isn't in any particular order. We're going one up to eight. The first one is called the Skull Breaker Challenge. This sounds fantastic already, doesn't it? The Skull Breaker Challenge. This challenge has gone viral for all the wrong reasons. It involves three people standing next to one another in a line. When the person in the middle jumps in the air, the people on either side kick out the legs of the middle person. The dangerous challenge has led to many skull injuries, including fractures and concussions. Woo! Man, several people have been hospitalized as a result, while a few people have actually died from doing this challenge. Sadly, the middle person in these videos often wasn't aware of what was about to happen, and many people have spoken out about the bullying that is linked to these videos. Now, TikTok, to their credit, has taken all Skull Breaker Challenge videos off the app in an attempt to discourage people from trying it. The videos are certainly not for the faint of heart or the stomach. The Skull Breaker Challenge. All right, number two, the Throw It in the Air Concussion Challenge. Sounds exciting, right? Come on. For the Throw It in the Air Concussion Challenge, a group of people stand in a circle with their heads bent in to form a huddle. I'm thinking like a football thing here. And then the group then throws an object into the air, and nobody in the circle is allowed to move until after the object lands on someone. The object, which can range from a small ball to bigger items, including even a bike, usually hits one of the people on the head or the neck. Wow. And the goal of the challenge is to cause a concussion, which is truly a terrifying concept. Naturally, many were calling out for these videos to be removed from the app, especially because it was incredibly popular among groups of young teenagers. You have to ask yourself, why? I mean, really? Let me see if I can get hit in the head with something and get a concussion, because that's fun. Okay, how about this one? The Outlet Challenge, or it's also as known as the Penny Challenge. While it seems like it would be a no-brainer to refrain from putting a conductor into an electric outlet, many people were doing just that with the Outlet Challenge, which has also been referred to as the Penny Challenge. The purpose of this TikTok trend was to slide a penny behind a phone charger that was partially plugged in. Ah. Yeah, the resulting spark was the fun of the video. But it also led to several fires. While it doesn't seem like these fires led to any fatalities, far outweighs the reward. Plus, this trend was popular in high schools, which would potentially put hundreds of people's lives at risk. The Penny Challenge. Isn't that nice? Let's see if number four can outdo that one. It's the Cha-Cha Slide Challenge. Woo, the Cha-Cha Slide Challenge. Sounds innocent enough, right? Another challenge on the list that can put innocent people in harm's way is this Cha-Cha Slide Challenge. Those who participated in it before all the videos were removed, very good TikTok, drove their cars to the lyrics of the Cha-Cha Slide. And yes, that's the song that is played at basically every wedding. The challenge had the potential to cause cars to veer between lanes, flip over, or even crash into other vehicles. Holy macaroni. That just sounds like that's a Friday night of fun right there. Where do we learn to do it? TikTok. How about the cereal challenge? Number five, the cereal challenge. In addition to potentially leading people, this is like a no-brainer, duh. In addition to potentially leading people to choke, right? Ooh, man. The cereal challenge is just plain nasty. The rules are fairly simple. Just use someone's mouth as a cereal bowl. There you go. Can we just stop right there, please? That's right. People were pouring milk and cereal into another person's mouth while they laid down and then using a spoon to eat it out of their mouth. I'm going to barf. The cereal challenge posed a huge choking hazard, especially when the users started laughing. This TikTok challenge has yet to be removed from the app, but it still isn't a good idea. So, yeah, let's leave that on there and see if we can get people to choke. Yeah, because that's how you keep your kids safe. Mm-hmm. Wow, how about number six? The Bright Eye Challenge. The Bright Eye Challenge. So what's the Bright Eye Challenge? Well, tons of TikTok users have participated in this Bright Eye Challenge. And this is to change their eye color. And the very dangerous methods didn't actually work. The idea originated as a joke, but many TikTok users actually believe that this insanely dangerous idea could work. You ready? What? You ready for this? It involves mixing bleach, hand sanitizer, jelly, and shaving cream into a bag. Then the lethal mixture goes on the user's eyeball for one entire minute.
My eyes!
Woo! Afterwards, the mixture is supposed to make one's eyes look lighter, but it does not work. In fact,
my eyes!
Oh, God.
My eyes!
That's what ends up happening. It just burns your eyeball. But hey, you saw it on TikTok, so why not do it? Jeez. All right, the number seven, the Pass Out Challenge. Considering the title of the challenge, it's truly surprising that anyone thought it would be a good idea to even attempt it. Now, versions of the challenge have been popular for years, with people holding their own breath or constricting their airways for several minutes at a time. This challenge involves snapping your head back and forth and from side to side more than a dozen times, and without fail, the users pass out. After the head sway. Now, in some videos, the person attempting the challenge has elevated the risk by attempting to do it even on a staircase. Yep, that's what happens. You just end up, just fall down the stairs. But hey, the pass out challenge. Now, I'll tell you, this was the choking game. It's been around for a long time. But the goal of this was this apparent adrenaline rush that the kids get when they get their, when they, you know, revive, when they come back, get their air, they get that initial adrenaline rush from the oxygen going back into their lungs. And it's like a high for them. So kids were doing this with, you know, choking each other. They were doing it with belts, just crazy stuff. And how nice it is that we have TikTok to, you know, bring it back, you know, and encourage kids to do it. It's a challenge. This is a challenge. You know, like us here at Protect Your Children, you know, we challenge parents to protect kids. We challenge kids to go out and do something amazing. We challenge kids to say no to drugs. We challenge kids to stand up to bullies. Now, these are great challenges. But TikTok always seems to have these challenges that are just, you know, dumb. Well, except there's a few. Let's be honest. The Ice Bucket Challenge. Okay, that was great. Raised a lot of money for a good cause. But can we just have some more positive ones? I don't know. All right, number eight, the Silhouette Challenge. By now, you've probably seen the Silhouette Challenge on TikTok with its distinct red filter. The trend started as a form of empowerment. A way for people to feel sexy and good in their bodies. Now, remember, there's like 7, 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds on TikTok because they don't have age verification. And sorry, parents, they didn't realize their kids were on it. So, yeah, a way for people to feel sexy and good in their bodies. But because everything is terrible, some people have found a way to turn a feel-good trend. Feel-good trends for kids. Come on. into depraved gratification. There are now many videos on YouTube instructing people how to use editing software or apps to change the contrast and color in a way that reduces the silhouette effect. And because participants are just a silhouette in the challenge, many are wearing less clothing or lingerie or even nothing at all. The goal of the editing is to reveal the bodies of the kids and the teenagers and the adults that are on there. So yes, this sadly includes many kids that are having their bodies seen in images saved and distributed online. Yeah, that is truly horrifying because these kids are going to be victimized over and over and over again every time that that picture is shared online. And TikTok thinks this is a great idea to have this up there. Now, some people would say, well, TikTok doesn't know about these things. Yeah, they do. TikTok knows. Come on. They know about these challenges. It drives more people to their site, which drives ad revenue, and that makes them tons of money. And isn't that what it's all about, right? Just look at the kids' social media today. It's all about make that money, money, money. Get that money. That's right. Look at their video games. You get to kill people for money, steal cars for money, have sex with hookers for money, shoot people in the head for money, get all this money, money, money. So, of course, TikTok wants to make lots of money with the ad revenue. So they like to keep it on there as long as possible until parents speak out. And we encourage you to contact TikTok and tell them, contact them and say, look, get this crap off of here. Because kids are actually getting hurt. And again, it's up to you to speak out. Because that's the only way it's going to happen. So those are the 8 dangerous ones. There are plenty more that TikTok has. And we encourage you to get your kids off of TikTok. And, you know, protect them, keep them safe. It's unbelievable. And, of course, on YouTube, there are tutorials on how to remove the filters. So warn your kids about this. Encourage them to not take part in any of this. And we thank you in advance for doing that. We know, parents, you don't want your kids' bodies out there on the internet. All right. We're going to do a quick Hero Kids compilation. All right. It's easier for you guys to say compilation. Audio compilation of Hero Kids, and then we're going to hit the bottom of the hour break. And when we come back, we're going to get into the personality types of sex offenders and how you can identify them before they get to your kids. So let's check out our Hero Kids compilation, and then we'll be back right after this.
The miracle catch, now seen by millions. The camera set up in the baby's room, capturing it all. 35-year-old mom Tila Levy turns away for just a moment. 11-month-old Eitan on the changing table. The baby begins to roll, every parent's fear, and then he tumbles over the edge. Out of nowhere, his older brother, 9-year-old Joseph, catches him.
I just yelled mom because I saw the baby, and I just ran and I caught him. But I can't even carry him, so I don't know how that happened, and I can't even run that fast either.
There's no doubt that TV can be educational, but teach a life-saving technique like the Heimlich?
Time to expand your mind.
It was pretty scary because there was nobody else here, and I couldn't talk. I was just in shock.
Amira Thornton was laying on the couch watching TV when she heard a strange noise from the kitchen.
She was going like, waving her arms.
Choking on a piece of sausage, Amira's mom couldn't breathe.
I picked her up 3 times.
Her tiny arms wrapped around her mom's waist. Then finally,
she spit the sausage out.
Mom wasn't surprised by Amira's strength.
Welcome to the gun show, baby.
Allison Anderwald saw her mom at the bottom of the pool. Tracy Anderwald had suffered a seizure. Her daughter pulled her to the shallow end of the pool, got her head out of the water, and then ran for help. Mother and daughter are doing just fine.
Brock and Bodie Schaff were being typical 2-year-old twins, scrambling up their dresser to explore. But then suddenly, it tips over. pinning little Brock under its heavy weight. You can see Brock struggling and screaming, but Bodhi jumps right into action. He immediately tries to push the dresser, but can't get it to move. Then he tries pushing from the other side, but the heavy dresser still won't budge. He surveys the situation and decides to give lifting a shot, but that doesn't work either. Finally, with a big lean, he tries to push one more time and somehow manages the strength to move that large dresser and free his brother. Check that out again. Many are now calling him a real-life mini super kid. Mom says as soon as she saw that video, she bolted the dresser to the wall to make sure it won't happen again.
It happened so fast you can barely catch it.
Line drive foul.
But she did.
Nice catch down there.
Check it out again. The ball girl on the left and the catch. Just as that ball head straight for a fan who was looking down. They said in the stands, likely on his phone, only looking up after the save. Online tonight, they're simply calling her Emily the Ball Girl, number 90, narrowly saving not only him, but that beer. Glass half full. That ball was clocked at 108.7 miles per hour. Just listen to the crowd.
The crowd is cheering.
Catching it, handing it to the fan. So many reading her lips when she said to the fan, I got you.
Seventh grader Jeremy Witchick was sitting on the school bus when his moment came. Watch, he noticed the bus driver having trouble beginning to pass out. So Jeremy ran up to grab the wheel, pulling the bus safely to the side of the road, then pulling the keys out.
He looked like he was having a seizure or choking because he was going, making a weird noise. So I just went up, grabbed the wheel, turned it right, and then I just took the keys out of the ignition.
He started CPR on the bus driver until an adult came aboard to take over. Jeremy is credited with saving his bus and the 15 kids on board.
I am incredibly proud of Jeremy. I always have been, but I'm especially so today.
All right. Fantastic. Now, isn't that encouraging? So many kids that are alert and knowledgeable and ready to jump into action. And they are our hero kids for tonight. And we encourage you, if you have a hero kid story, or you find one online, or your kid's a hero kid doing something amazing, even triumphing over hard times to make it, let us know. Contact us at protectyourchildren.org and we will highlight them on an episode of this show. All right, when we come back, we will get into the personality types of sex offenders. You need to know this, parents, so that you can identify them and protect your kids from them. This is the Protect Your Children radio show. The call-in number is 563-999-3645. We will be taking calls later in the show, and we invite you to call in, and our chat room is open as well. So I'll be right back after this commercial break.
Imagine the world as a bully-free place where kids could be themselves without all the judgment, where students wouldn't laugh at each other, and kids would stop being bystanders and stick up for one another, where cyberbullying isn't a thing. Imagine a world where there was a change, where kids can feel accepted, and where bullying wasn't a thing. Stop bullying and be the change you want to see in the world.
we do everything we can to protect our kids. When 1 in 9,800 children drown and 1 in 360 suffer a bike injury, it's only natural to do what we can to prevent anything bad from happening. But did you know that 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 5 boys is sexually abused before the age of 18? Like wearing a helmet, prevention through education is the most important thing we can do to protect our children.
All right, yes, protectyourchildren.org is a great resource for educating parents and raising awareness and teaching your kids on how to be safe from predators online and offline. Those are startling statistics, and some people believe that it's even higher than that because of the unreported issue. So let's get into the personality types of sex offenders. And after this, we will have Talking with Topher, Episode 8. What's going on with Topher? And we'll check that out in just a little bit. So sex offenders are typed according to victim, preference, and behavior. The most famous typology was done by Groth in 1979. Child predators were divided into two types, regressed and fixated. Regressed offenders were at one time sexually active with adult opposite sex partners. Situational stressors such as unemployment, physical disability, or loss of sexual confidence led to a transfer of sexual need to less threatening partners, which was children. Groth found that approximately 51% of child predators were of this type. Fixated child predators is a person who was attracted to children throughout life, and that constituted 49% of child predators. In 1995, Wicklund discusses the FBI's division of child predators into situational predators and preferential predators. The situational predator is not primarily attracted to children for sexual gratification. The FBI estimates that situational predators have a lifetime average of 81 incidents of child abuse with two victims. Situational predators have adult sex partners but seek out children for sexual activity for a variety of reasons. And the following are four patterns that were listed for that. Repressed, this type of predator has low self-esteem. And listen to this, parents, because this is how you can kind of identify certain people. This type of predator has low self-esteem and poor coping strategies. He or she will turn to children when stressed. Repressed predators often abuse their own children or coerce another child into sexual activity. And there's the morally indiscriminate predator. This type of predator is categorized as without conscience and engages in other types of abuse as well as sexual abuse. He or she will target the weak and vulnerable, indiscriminate and victim choice, abusing strangers and acquaintances. Then there's the sexually indiscriminate predator. This behavior of this type of predator is most similar to a sex addiction. Variety of sexual activity appears to be the goal. And then there's the inadequate. The inadequate predator is the sex offender who least resembles social and behavioral norms. He or she is characterized as a social misfit, an isolate who appears unusual or eccentric. He or she may be mentally ill and prefers non-threatening sexual partners. That's really where the creepy guy down the street one comes from. You know, it's, oh, that person looks creepy. And you see a picture of somebody and they're like, oh, they look creepy, they look dangerous. That's, you know, without any, you know, detail. It's just, you know, they look at somebody and they say, that person, they're mentally ill, they must want to hurt kids. Well, not always the case. So looking at these different types, you know, as you're listening to it, you might have somebody in mind. And you're like, wait a minute, this seems to be a situation that this person seems to be like or in. So you want to listen carefully to this and even go back to the podcast afterwards if you want to hear all this again. Now, the preferential predator is primarily attracted to children and are the most dangerous category of child predator. The FBI reports that they have a lifetime average of 282 incidents of abuse with an average of 150 victims. The preferential predator is who is highly skilled at grooming They are deceptive and committed to a lifestyle of seducing children. This group of sex predators tends to have more professionals with higher incomes. They engage in activities that are predictable and ritualized. They generally access a child through friendship or adults with a strong trust bond is present. The victims do not disclose and no one ever sees no escape. Types of preferential predators might include seducers. This type courts a child over a time period. They often have multiple victims simultaneously, perhaps all from the same ball team, school class, or neighborhood. And remember, this is also online and off, and that's something that has to be remembered in all of this. There's the introverted. This type is similar to the inadequate situational predator. Interpersonal skills are lacking, and they target the least resistant child, the youngest and most vulnerable. We've heard about this in the news way too many times. The introverted type may spend time with children but not engage in direct touching or sexual activity. They will want to do other things while watching the children or expose themselves to children. Then there is the sadistic predator. This is the most dangerous type of child predator. Their goal is sexual activity with a child plus the infliction of pain, both emotional and physical. This is the offender who kidnaps, abuses, and then kills a child. This is the least common type of child predator, and they have the preferential child predators you can find will have four common characteristics. First one being long-term sexual problems. More likely to have been sexually abused as a child or grew up in a highly sexualized environment. Parents, this is where we talk about if your kids are around pornography in the home or witness to sexual situations, that can make them more at risk and can have long-term effects. They've acted out sexually as a teenager and may have a history of sex-related problems. They often do not marry or marry as a cover for their preferred sexual activity, exhibiting low sex drive in marriage. They may marry to access a partner's children. They are skilled in seduction. They target victims who are needy, neglected, or from a broken home. They access children through activities involving children or work or in the neighborhood. They groom children with affection and attention. And then there's ones that have sexual fantasies involving children. They over-associate with children, and their homes may be filled with children's toys and games. They often collect or produce child pornography. Now, courts and law enforcement categorize offenders according to risk of recidivism, which is repeating offenses. And a common legal typology of an offender is, one, the sexually oriented offenders. This type of offender was convicted or pled guilty to a sexual offense, but not categorized as a sexual predator or a habitual sex offender. He or she has to check in with law enforcement on an annual basis for 10 years. Then there's the habitual sex offender. This offender has been convicted or plead guilty to a sexual offense and has a prior sexual charge for which he or she was convicted or pled guilty. And he or she has to check in with law enforcement on an annual basis for 20 years. And then there's the sexual predators. This type of offender has been convicted or pled guilty to a sexual offense and is believed likely to reoffend. His or her charge involves sexual violence, or the court determined him or he or she as a predator. He or she must register and notify law enforcement of their residence every 90 days or lifetime. Law enforcement is required to notify school superintendents, police chiefs, daycare operators, and neighborhoods, neighbors within 1,000 feet of his or her residence. So that's a lot of information, and I know it's not like you're sitting there taking notes, but it's a lot of information, but it's important to understand and know all of this information. And that in conjunction with the in-depth protection guidelines, which we offer on our website, and zip code predator searches and all the other resources that we have can greatly improve the chances of protecting your kids from somebody that would want to harm them. So we encourage you to check out all those free resources. And again, share this podcast. This is a lot of important information that can help protect kids and keep them safe. So we encourage you to share the podcast of this, and this way we can protect even more kids. And we thank you again in advance for that. So this is the Protect Your Children Radio Show with your host, Christopher Gelson. And the call-in number is 563-999-3645. 563-999-3645. And again, we are glad that you are here. Chat room is open. Phone lines are open if you'd like to call in. And we will be taking your calls. You can find us on social media. We're on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And you can find those links on our homepage, protectyourchildren.org. So we encourage you to check us out on social media, follow us, and then like and retweet and share and all those great things, because that is how we reach more and more people with education and awareness. And also, if you'd like to help us out, not only financial, though we are a 501c3 nonprofit, everything that we do requires donations. We produce videos, we promote them on Facebook and other social media platforms. We have the website, we have this radio show. So we're doing a lot of things to reach a lot of people, and that all does require finances and money. So if your heart moves you to do so, you can make a tax-free donation by going to our website, protectyourchildren.org, and click the Donate tab there. Of course, we will send you a receipt for your donation, which you can write off on your taxes. And of course, who doesn't like a tax write-off, especially when it involves protecting children? So we encourage you to do that. If not, you can request us to send you brochures. We will send brochures out to you. We have magnetic bumper stickers. It's not really a sticker because it's magnetic, so it's a magnetic bumper decal that has our website on it. We will send you one of those if you'd like to put it on your car. So as you're driving around, people are made aware of the website. We'll send you pens. So there's lots of different ways that you can help us in the cause, and we encourage you to check that out on our website, protectyourchildren.org. You know what time it is? Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Talking with Topher. And I'll tell you, the kids love Topher. Topher is a brave kid, but he's going through a rough time. He's got some family problems, and he's learning how to get through life and avoid the predators and learn how to get through difficult situations. And we know that the kids love Topher. So we want to bring this to you, Talking with Topher, Episode 8. Hey, Topher, how's it going?
Not too good.
Why? What's going on? Hey now, it's going to be okay. What's wrong? Hey, buddy, take a breath. Tell me what's going on. Why are you so upset? Come on. All right, there you go. So what happened?
I'm sorry to cry like that, Chris. I know I'm not supposed to cry, but feel strong.
That's not right, Topher. Where did you hear that from?
My dad always yells at me if I cry. He tells me only babies cry, and real boys and men don't. But sometimes I just can't help it. So I go in my room and cry in the dark.
Topher, there's nothing wrong with crying. It is the way we get some of our sadness and hurt out. We were created to cry for these reasons. And you can always cry around me if you need to. My shoulder will always be here for you. Can you cry around your mom?
Well, sometimes I can, and she will give me a hug, and so everything will be all right.
Well, that's great. So what happened that you were crying?
Well, remember the other kids that were doing bad stuff around me and my friends?
Yes, I sure do.
Well, and Wednesday, they wanted to hang out with me about the book, and I told them no because they were doing things that could hurt me.
Well, that's good you stood up for yourself, Topher. That was super brave.
Well, they said they're making fun of me and calling me names and told me I was too scared to do anything and that they were going to tell everyone.
Dang, Topher, that makes me upset just knowing that they did that to you. That's just wrong.
Well, that's not it, though. When I went to school today, there were kids calling moms and said I wasn't cruel to bully around them, and they were laughing at me. Those two measures don't even go to my school. I don't know how the kids at school found out.
Well, did you tell the teacher or your counselor, Jorge?
No, because I was too embarrassed and scared of life.
Oh, no, it looks like
I did my best to ignore them. Then, when I came home,
sure
I was
on
my phone, I started
looks
giving
like
them messages.
We're going to have to try to reset that and see if it'll work. Bear with us for a second, we'll figure out what's going on.
Hey, Topher, how's it going?
Not too good.
Why? What's going on? Hey now, it's going to be okay. What's wrong? Hey, buddy, take a breath. Tell me what's going on. Why are you so upset? Come on.
Well, not sure if y'all can hear Topher out there.
All right, there you go. So what happened?
Signaling here.
Sorry,
I'm not sure what's going
on. I'm
not
supposed to cry, but
let's see if we can.
That's not right, Topher. Where did you hear that from?
Forgive us.
My grandmother yells at me if I cry. So tells me only boo-boos.
Well, I'm not sure if we're still on the air. If we're not, please forgive us for that. And the whole episode of Talking with Topher will be on our website just after the show. You can also go to the podcast link, which will be available within about 30 minutes after the show. And you can listen to the whole story there. Kind of leaving you in suspense, right? Kind of leaving you in suspense. What's going on with Topher? And hopefully we'll get our soundboard back up. But this does happen, unfortunately, from time to time with radio broadcasts like this. So please forgive us for that while we try to figure out what's going on. In the meantime, what we'd like to do is let you know that we have statistics on our website traffic. And we've noticed that there are a lot of pages that have not been visited. And of course, that's a concern for us because there's a lot of great information available on all of our pages. So what we've seen is we look at, say, the ages of consent. The ages of consent, it's important to know because every state has different ages of consent, right? So somebody might think, oh, well, you know, I can't press charges on this person because of the age. Well, you know, you may be able to. So we encourage you to check that out. And a couple other ones is the videos, okay? The videos page is all of our produced videos that are on social media are also found on the website. Statute of limitations has a very low count. That's important to know. Statistics has a low count. The state reporting numbers, which we're glad that that's low because perhaps there's not as many things to report. And now the protection guidelines, that has over 1,000. So we're very thankful and grateful for that. The parental controls, in comparing to everything else on the site, that is pretty low. But the parental controls page will show parents and guardians how to put parental controls on Android, on iPhone, on PlayStation, Xbox, all different, you know, devices. So if you check that out, then you can learn how to keep your kids safe by doing that. The missing children page. And again, we put out a call for this every week, but unfortunately, since May, there's only been 24 people that have clicked on that. Now, we understand that there's a lot of other resources out there to find missing children, and we hope that you're utilizing those, but we certainly wanted to draw attention to the fact that we also do have them on our website. So you can become a teacher, and this is something that we haven't talked about a lot, but if you have a place where you would like to teach a small group of people, even if it's in your home or at church or at your place of business or whatever, we will provide you with the materials, the in-depth guidelines, a summary of those guidelines, give you some pointers on public speaking and communication if you need that. And you can teach people
protection, right? That's what become a teacher means. And it's not hard to do. You reach out to us. We will send you a Zoom invite just for, you know, a personal introduction so we can learn a bit about you. You can ask some questions about us. We'll send you the stuff that you need. And if you have plan to have more than 10 people, we will even provide lunch or dinner for you for that. How cool is that, right? So you can become a teacher. We have conferences that we do. Right now, the in-person conferences are on hold because of COVID, but certainly we can do more online. But we will come out to your church, or we'll still come out to your place of business, or if you have a hall where we can go to, or maybe you're manager of a hotel and we can use one of the conference rooms, anything like that, we will come out and teach a protection conference to the people in your area. We will advertise it. We'll provide a meal and everything. We cover all the costs for that. So you can contact us about that as well. And we will certainly be willing to, you know, come out and do that at no cost to you. So there's a lot of great things that you can do to get involved. And it's not just a social media thing, right? Online is one thing, but we really like to hear from you too. And we would ask that if you have been blessed, if you have been helped by any of our resources, that you let us know. You know, go to our Facebook page or our Twitter feed, comment on a video on YouTube, send us an email. Send us an email and say, hey, you really, you know, helped us out. This exposed the situation, or my child feels more safe now. But we like to have that interaction. So we know, I mean, we can look at the stats and say, okay, people are visiting the site, but it's always encouraging for us to know that we're helping you, because that's what our mission is. Our mission is to raise awareness and give education to the parents and guardians and to kids out there to help them be protected. So if you would let us know if we've been a blessing to you, that we would be greatly appreciative of that as well. So again, we apologize for the technical difficulties with talking with Topher. We lost a soundboard here, so it may have still been running out there, but there was no way for us to know because we can't hear it. So if it was still going and we cut it off, we apologize. But again, the podcast will be available shortly after this show. And we'll be posting the video of episode 8 on our Facebook page in the coming days, and on YouTube and on our website, so you can hear the whole episode. So again, we thank you for that. We're about done here. So I just want to thank you for listening in, and for sharing this, and for downloading the podcast, and for being a passionate protector. Without you, we really can't do this. I mean, you know, we can put up a tweet, we can put up a Facebook post, but if people aren't liking it and sharing it, retweeting, we're really not going to reach a lot of people. So we're very thankful for you out there. We call you passionate protectors, because there are people that say they want to protect the kids, but they don't really know what to do. They're just like, yeah, I like to protect them, you know. But the ones that actually step out and are being proactive, we call you passionate protectors, because you want to protect these kids and you have a passion to do so, and so do we. So we kind of feel like a kinship with you there, and we're very thankful for that. Again, warn your kids about TikTok. Warn them about these stupid challenges that are out there. You know, they get electrocuted. They could drive off the road. They could fall down some stairs. They get hit in the head with something. They can get their nude bodies posted online. God help us that this is even going on today. And parents, be nosy. Be nosy. It's the things that you don't know about that you need to be nosy about. And you let your kids know that it's not necessarily a trust issue with them. It's the fact that they don't know all the tricks and traps, and neither do you. And that's why you want to keep an eye on what they're doing, so that you can keep them safe. And that's what it's all about. So again, we thank you for listening. This is Protect Your Children Radio. I'm your host, Christopher Gelson, the director and lead teacher of Protect Your Children, Inc. And until next week, we ask you to stay safe, keep protecting, be vigilant, and never stop the fight. We thank you, and good night.